This is a phase one commutation hearing for Agwu Gibson, ADC number 262998. Mr. Gibson is serving 15¾ years for promoting prison contraband. He was convicted via jury trial and did appeal, and the appeal was affirmed on February 2nd, 2016. He currently has an earned release credit date of November 6th, 2027, a community supervision begin date, therefore, of August 21st, 2027, and a community supervision end date of February 18th, 2030. He is requesting a 9-year reduction in his sentence, which would result in his sentence end date being time served. In his application, he discusses one of his reasons for wanting the commutation is that he wants to help prevent youth from getting involved in the criminal justice system. He's had that as a goal, and he wants to work with youth. And he specifically says there are young girls, boys and girls out there who are lost and have no one to look up to. So he feels like he could be that person. And he also indicates that his mother needs his help. He doesn't really specify in what way, but that his mother needs his help. He has a criminal record that is started in 2010. From what I can see, he has a burglary tools possession for which he received 3 years probation, robbery conviction, 2.5 years in prison, an armed robbery for 4 years in prison, a burglary third degree and an unlawful entry for which he received 3 years of probation, and a theft for which he received 180 days in jail. He has a considerable disciplinary record with the department I'll just read from the Ames report. He has several majors, and starting in 2015, he has, in December of 2015, unauthorized smoking, May of 2016, theft, possession of stolen materials. That's a guilty of a minor. Again, in 2016, unauthorized smoking, guilty of a minor. August 2016, unauthorized smoking, guilty of a minor. September 2016, possession and manufacturing of intoxicating substance or alcohol, prison alcohol, guilty of a major in that case. November of 2016, disobeying a verbal order. Another November 2016, violating grooming. That was a minor. He was found guilty. December of 2016, violation of sanitation rules, guilty of a minor. May of 2017, May of 2017, more unauthorized smoking. July of 2017, disrupting count. He was found guilty of a minor. July of 2017, false reporting, guilty of a minor. October 5th of 2017, disrupting count and guilty of a minor. And then March 20th of 2018, disobeying a verbal order, and he was found guilty of a major discipline violation. He has completed some programming while he's incarcerated, Thinking for Change. He said, participates in Alcoholics Anonymous, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Cultural Diversity, Functional Literacy, Anger Management, and Cognitive Restructuring classes. He's indicated that he has completed those. As to whether his sentence is excessive, because on the face of it, you look at that and you go 15 years for prison contraband. But I found a little paragraph in the appeal that was very enlightening, and I want to read this onto the record. The state offered a plea agreement in which Gibson would plead guilty to attempted promotion of prison contraband, a Class 3 felony, with a stipulated sentence of 2.5 years. At hearing, held pursuant to State versus Donald, cites the case, in response to the Superior Court's question, the state indicated it would be filing sentencing enhancements, quote, quotation marks, for two or more historical prior felonies, end quote. The court then informed Gibson that, if convicted of the charge with that criminal history, he was facing a minimum of 10.5 years in prison, a presumptive sentence of 15.75 years, and a maximum of 35 years. When Gibson declined the plea offer, the state told him the offer would remain open for 9 days after the hearing, and Gibson did not accept that offer, and it expired. So Mr. Gibson, according to this, the facts that are given in this appeal, had the opportunity to accept a plea agreement that would have given him a 2.5 year sentence. And instead, he went to trial and received the 15.75 years, which was the presumptive. So as far as whether the sentence is excessive, on its face it looks excessive, but when you consider everything about this case, when you consider the fact that he had an opportunity to discuss the sentence and with his attorney, and then his behavior in prison has just been to me beyond unacceptable. I mean, he just has continued one after another of discipline violations, and then had the prior prison terms, 1, 2, 2 terms of probation prior, 2 prison terms prior, and 180 days in jail prior. I just think that probably was all taken into account at the time of the sentencing. So given everything in this case, I'm not seeing that as an excessive sentence, but I would certainly listen to any input if people picked up things that I missed in the analysis.
I do agree with you.
Okay, sir. Any other discussion, Mr. Johnson? Did you notice anything or that I missed? Mr. Neal?
No, especially with this recent tickets that he's received in 17 and 18. That's
continues getting tickets, yeah. It's just a constant. Okay, well, then, based on all of the information that's available to us, I am going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. Gibson to phase two of the commutation process.
Second. All three.
Did you agree, Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't hear you. And Mr. Johnson? Okay. Motion by myself, seconded. Dr. Wright agreed. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Neal, that we would not pass that application to phase two. And this concludes this hearing.